This is Joel hanging out with you on the Life Songs blogcast. Now listen, it's no secret that I am just a massive sports fan. I mean, you walk into my cubicle here at the Life Songs office, it's like walking into a local sports-themed restaurant or bar. My little, I want to say 8x8 space, it's quite literally covered in New Orleans sports memorabilia. You know, you got bobbleheads, pennants, there's lots of pennants. Street signs like Pelicans Point, LSU Avenue, you got magnets on the metal cabinets. They date back to the New Orleans Hornets 2011 schedule. And of course, my beloved alma mater, the pride of the West Bank, the Archbishop Shaw Eagles, you know, so on and so forth. Now, I've been this way really as long as I can remember, admittedly, probably to a fault. My moods can rely on outcomes. Sometimes my days are planned around games, and many an experience has gone by the wayside because of games. I might be just a bit too devoted. Now, yes, I am still bitter about January 20th, 2019. I always will be. I'm not sorry for that. That's why I can remember exactly where I was, what I was eating, who I was with, and what the weather was like when my best friend and I watched in amazement this outcome in 2012. There's a video on the page. The New Orleans Hornets, in the video, it was before they rebranded to the Pelicans, they won the NBA draft lottery. They went on to select star prospect from Kentucky, Anthony Davis. Now, if you look on the page, there's an explanation. It's real long. It's real drawn out on how the NBA draft system works. But essentially, it works like this. There's a lottery. The worst teams have a best chance at winning the lottery. And the better teams that miss the playoffs have a worse chance at winning the lottery. The lottery doesn't determine an amount of money you earn, but instead it determines where you end up in the draft. The better draft position you have, the better chance you have at getting a higher, better prospect. Hopefully that makes some sense. And hopefully that provides some clarity. Back on track now. So after that magical night happened back in 2012, there were 7 years full of memories, a rebranding of the team, a bevy of injuries to a promising young team, and it resulted in average play and lackluster fan support from a city that seemingly only cares about football, which is understandable. Support for the Saints, it never wavered, and why would it? Despite Bountygate and 3 straight losing seasons at one point, the team continued to sell out and be loved unconditionally, including by me. Now that's how it's supposed to be as a fan. No matter the highs, no matter the lows, we band together as fans and as a community. One could argue nothing brings a community or a fan base together like some adversity. On January 20th, 2019, New Orleans Saints fans took a devastating hit, a hit that wasn't legal in any form and should have been flagged, subsequently causing the Saints a chance at the Super Bowl. Not but 2 weeks later, New Orleans Pelicans star Anthony Davis requested a trade from the team. It was insult to injury. The team didn't grant Davis's wish, actually, and they at this point still haven't, but they did essentially decide to not play him for the rest of the season. Our wonderful owner, Miss Gail Benson, decided it was time to make some changes around the house, so she hired a new vice president of the team, general manager, and head trainer. It was much needed changes. Things began looking up after looking so bleak. Now, remember when I told you about the NBA draft lottery and how it works? Go back and read it if you have to, because the Pelicans were participants this year. They had the 7th best odds of obtaining the number one pick, a mere 6% chance. New Vice President David Griffin sat anxiously, yet calmly, as the picks were announced. It was when the reading for the 7th overall pick came and went, only to realize the Pelicans were not there. Now, this could only mean one thing. They've jumped into the top 4 of the draft and possibly have a chance to attain the number 1 overall pick. Now you know how this story plays out. I'm sure you read the newspaper or watch the news. And just in case you don't, I'll let they have a video down below of the Pelicans ticket representatives reacting to what happened when the Pelicans found out they would be getting the number 1 overall pick. So things are looking up for the Pelicans, and I am excited. Now, you should be too. The Pelicans are going to have a chance to acquire a prospect from Duke whose name is Zion Williamson. He's thought to be the best prospect since a guy named LeBron James came into the NBA. Ever heard of that guy? Now, I know this wasn't the blog about me, or it was really just about my infatuation for sports. Nor was it anything overtly deep or religious. But I would like to get you excited about this team. This is not a promotion. It's just a super fan asking if you want to come along for the ride. It's going to be fun. I will leave you with this one fun fact, though. Zion is the hill of Jerusalem on which the city of David was built in the Bible. Zion, the young basketball phenom from Duke, is going to be the foundation of the team that new Vice President David Griffin is going to build. At the very least, it's a fun coincidence. Go Pels, and thanks for listening to the Life Songs Blogcast.